This is Juan.
Hey Juan, this is Eric with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good. How's it going today?
Good. Going pretty good. Just checking in.
I got a call yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
Yeah. At the moment, we're not really in need of any diamonds. But I appreciate the call.
You got a call from someone? I haven't called you guys in about a week.
Oh, RDI Diamonds. I'm pretty sure it was. Or somebody, maybe it's different cells.
I should be the only person.
Was it?
There's another RDI trading. So imposter, whoever it is.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it.
I'm the only person from RDI that should be bugging.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get a name?
Because
what I don't want to happen, I'm just asking because if I am calling you guys, you know, a few times a month or twice times a month, I don't want another rep to be doing the same thing and then you guys get annoyed and irritated. And
Of course. Yeah, no, I want to avoid that too. Let me look it up right now because I actually looked up. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, definitely was RDI Diamonds. Yeah, I got a call. I think like 2 days ago, and I told them, basically that at the moment we weren't really in need. And I know I had spoken to you originally, but like it was some time ago.
Huh. All right. I'll look into that for you. I apologize, Juan.
That's okay. I know at the moment we're probably not going to be needing any diamonds anytime soon. It's going to be, you know, like I said, end of the year maybe.
End of the year? Okay. You guys haven't been seeing any, like, needs for larger diamonds, because we've been getting rushed for those.
Yeah, to be honest, most of it, we order it in store. We have a vendor that, like I said, my brother does all the research. He does all the comparison and prices, obviously, also convenience and stuff like that. We do have a specific vendor that we do get, like, lab-grown diamonds occasionally when we need it. At the moment, that's what we've been using, just because, you know, prices, yeah. It makes sense in this case. And then, you know, we just do it only really for engagement rings is what we've been doing it for, like, you know, 2-3 carat stones. And that's been pretty much our best option for now. So most likely we're not looking to switch. But if we need any finished jewelry, I know you guys have some of that.
Yeah.
We always go on your website and check out if there's anything that, you know, maybe a client's looking for something like specific, like a tennis bracelet. Then we'll look at your prices and see if we can order something from you guys.
So it's like very rare for someone to come in and say, hey, I need a 3-carat natural oval VS1, that's rare?
I would say natural stones, yeah. It's definitely more rare nowadays for us. Most of my clients that are getting engagement rings done and stuff like that is lab-grown is what they're looking for.
Gotcha.
Do you guys carry lab-grown? I'm not quite familiar.
Yeah, we have lab-grown, but it's not our wheelhouse. We really love the natural diamonds. We offer lab as a service.
Yeah. I had a client, one of my buddies, he got engaged, and he was buying a 2-carat round, you know, natural. I was able to source one for him, but I guess next time I'm in need of a natural, I'm going to look at your website and compare the prices.
Well, just email me first, if possible, because I'm going to give you a discount.
Yeah.
And, not everything's on the website, and it may not show the correct pricing.
Okay.
So it may be more expensive. Yeah.
And I'll reach
discount.
Out to you. I know, and I know, you know, you reach out to us. You've sent us emails before. Remind me your name again?
It's Eric.
Eric, okay. So I'll remember Eric to contact you if I need a natural and I want to, you know, check out some of your prices.
Nice. All right, thanks, man. All right, you have a great – I don't know if you guys work Saturday or if you work, but you have a great weekend.
Thank you, man.
I just seen an Odyssey, so if you get some time,
great.
You seen it?
I saw it in IMAX. It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was crazy, especially when he came home to all the suitors. It was crazy.
When he revealed himself, and then that guy got the other guy got the arrow to the neck. That was insane.
He's like, oh, you're dizzy.
Yeah,
he didn't even finish it.
No, he didn't finish it. And then you just hear the bow just crazy.
Yep.
Crazy game.
As soon as the bow went off, Robert Pattinson was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. It was a great movie. I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to see it again. I can't wait for it to come to TV.
Yeah, I
might watch Troy later, cause
Troy's a classic.
It's a classic.
But yeah, some good movies we got coming out.
I checked out Spider-Man 2 last week. That wasn't terrible.
It wasn't too bad. I liked it too.
The Odyssey was on another level.
I think what's that other one? I'm thinking of like top movies I've watched this year. Another one was Project Hail Mary. That was a good movie.
Oh, with Ryan. I haven't seen it yet, but I think
that
it's
was
on.
Actually pretty good. It was. Have you ever watched Interstellar?
I loved Interstellar.
Interstellar is one of my favorite movies.
That movie scared me. Like, I can't imagine being in a situation where I'm trapped in a different dimension alone.
They did a great job. But that movie was, like, similar in that aspect, but it was fun also. Like, it was had some funny moments. So I recommend it. It's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Yep. All
right, got me something to do. Yeah.
Nice. All right, man. There you go. You can enjoy the weekend now.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Juan. Take care, man.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.